All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Married to Reality. I'm your co-host, John, here with my wife and co-host. Her dad has a Speedo collection that would make Yashko blush, and me never go to the beach with him. It's the one and only Teresa.
Hello, everyone. How's everyone doing? And I mean, it's Europe.
You've been threatening me with the idea of your dad in a Speedo since like the day we met.
You're always
like, oh yeah, my dad loves wearing Speedos to the beach.
He does. Well, here's a good thing. He hates the beach. So he doesn't rock the Speedos often, but he loves to rock it to the point that when we did do the big family vacation last year, when we invited our parents and took them to this little island, that I bought my dad a new bathing suit and a swim shirt.
And we all
burns.
We all thank you for that.
My mom loved it. My mom was like, oh, dad looks sexy. I'm like, okay.
Now, talk to me. Maybe don't talk to me, but talk to me about his Speedos. Because what Yashko was wearing, I would not classify as a Speedo. Back in my day, back when I was hitting the pool as a young 6-7-year-old, I wore a true Speedo, like almost a G-string.
Yeah, that's my dad.
Okay,
yeah.
Because Yashko is wearing something more along the lines of like, are they called like boyfriend shorts?
Yeah, booty, it's like a modern Speedo.
Yeah.
Yeah,
what are we doing? If we're going to do it, let's do it.
Yeah, no, that's my dad.
Okay, that's what I always imagined. And that's why when your parents would be like, let's go in the hot tub together, I would say absolutely not, Carell.
That's exactly what he's rocking. That's exactly what he's rocking.
Not only is this a two-person hot tub and you're trying to make it a four-person.
It's 4%. We
not with Carell.
We bought it for them. It's a 4% hot tub.
We bought it for them.
Yeah.
We didn't buy it for us.
But they love hot tubbing with other people.
I appreciate that they're enjoying the gift, but I don't need to partake. That is their gift. And then when I picture your dad in his Speedo just marinating in that hot tub, I say no thank you. You guys enjoy the gift.
All right. Well, guys, not to sidetrack, but as you can hear, we're being very positive, joking about my dad. And some of you know he had some health issues, some accidents happened this year. So long story short, why we all feel more positive and jokey is because after almost 6 months in hospitals, he's going home this week.
Yeah, it's wild.
It's wild. So now we feel a little more positive and it's fun to joke about his Speedos because he's here.
He'll be in one probably before we know it.
He'll be in one before he know it, before we know it.
Yeah. You don't need to send any photos, Carell. You can just let us know you're enjoying. So yes. All right. We're not here to talk about Speedos, although we may touch on it a little bit more. We're here to talk about 90-day fiance before the 90 day. Before we do a real quick little business, there's another show gracing our television screens that everyone's talking about, everyone's excited about. It's called 90 Day The Last Resort Season 2.
Love it. We
are one episode in so far, and so far, so amazing. Florian is on. So do you need more than Florian?
Yes.
Oh, you do?
Natalie.
Well, all right.
Florian, Natalie, and everyone else.
Stacy.
Darcy will make a cameo based on the previews. What?
Darcy's making a cameo. Yeah, Julia, Brandon. It looks like it's going to be a wild season, and we are covering it on Patreon and Supercast. Patreon.com/MarriedToReality, MarriedToReality.Supercast.com. That coverage starts at the Cousins Club level.
Yes.
If you want to come in at the Family Affair level, by all means, do that. It's ad-free. You get all of our Patreon bonuses that we send out to the entire group, but you won't get the last resort. That's just starting at the Cousins Club and then Family Affair.
Yeah.
So Family Affair also has video and a monthly bonus. So it's a good time. Check it out. Patreon has a special chat feature. You know what's going on over there. So check it out if you're interested. Patreon.com/MeredithReality, MeredithReality.supercast.com. Also, we're on Instagram at MeredithRealityPod. Join us over there. Call in, message us, share your thoughts. We post memes once in a while. It's a good time. So if you're not following us, please do at MeredithReality Pod.
Yes.
Also, make sure you're following the podcast wherever you're listening. It's so easy to do. Just look down and smash that follow button.
Guys, smash it like it is hot. Is... I was going to say the Speedo too. You took it away from me.
I'm so glad I got out in front of
you
that.
You took it away from me. And now I'm like... Oh.
You're struggling?
A little bit. Okay.
Let's put our heads together on this.
Okay, let's put our heads together.
All right. I'm going to go with smash it like it's as hot as definitely not Magda's cat. Okay. Smash like it's as hot as
the Polish bodega. The one they were in shopping. We have little stores like this in the Czech Republic too.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Okay.
One is owned by the Vietnamese guy we always go to.
That's right.
Yeah. That's right. That was the equivalent.
Okay. Smash like it's as hot as that bodega. And last but not least, if you haven't left a review, please do. You guys know we're suckers for a little love, and tis the season to shower the people you love with love. And so if you wouldn't mind showering us, we would love it. It would be the greatest gift you could give this holiday season.
For sure.
If you leave a 5-star review and you write something, we'll read it on this podcast for everyone to hear.
Yes.
All right. That's the business. What do you say we do a little 90 day, by the way?
Let's hear it.
All right. You didn't help at all.
I asked you if you need my help.
You did not help at all this week, but luckily one of our friends helped out. Okay. Had a friend call in, our friend Dahlia, called in on the Instagram hotline and sent a story for us. Okay. So Ben of Ben and Mahogany keeps finding himself in the headlines.
Again.
So, after his arrest last month, news began to come out about his health. And according to blogger Shibuti, Ben allegedly has cirrhosis of the liver. Okay, so he was apparently dealing with that when he was in Peru. He was hospitalized in Peru. But his family said, you got to come home to treat this. So they paid for him to come back to the States. Mahogany joined him. So they're in the States together treating his cirrhosis. But apparently it doesn't stop there.
Oh. Okay. Maybe that's why he looks so banged up.
Yes, because Shibuti also reports that Ben's been diagnosed with stage 4 cancer.
What?
Yeah, and he's undergoing chemo. So that would explain his appearance because he looked frail. He looked sickly in that mugshot.
Stage 4 cancer is almost non-treatable.
Yeah. Yeah.
What cancer?
It's not being reported, at least at this point. And this is all seemingly coming from one source. So I will say that I don't have confirmation of this story. I'm just reporting what's being reported. But the source who's reporting it says they have multiple sources. So if it's true, it's very sad, and it's been quite a rough patch for Ben.
For sure.
So hopefully he can get healthy and get back on the road to recovery in all aspects of his life, because it's been a lot of ups and downs for mm-hmm. him over the past couple of years.
So that's for sure.
So that's, by the way, number one.
Interesting.
And again, thank you to Dahlia for that one. By the way, number two, in more uplifting news, Kenny and Armando have just released a book in time for the holidays.
Book about what?
Well, I'm glad you asked, Teresa. It's a children's book.
Okay.
Titled You, Me, and Our Families, A Campfire Tale.
Is it about their love?
It's about their love and about others' love.
Okay.
It's a heartwarming children's book. This is what they write. A heartwarming children's book that celebrates 7 different family structures and how love and friendship united us all, making it the perfect gift this holiday season.
Interesting.
Yeah, a couple heartwarming tales. It's available on Amazon. $23 for the hardcover, $16 for the paperback.
Hmm.
It's only got one review so far on Amazon, but five stars.
How many pages? If it's a paperback?
How many pages?
Yes, it's not for babies.
No, it's a children's book.
Oh.
Not a baby book. Why do you ask how many pages?
Well, first, when you said it, I almost pictured something quick and illustrated for babies and toddlers. But if you're saying it's a paperback, you must have a decent amount of pages to put together a paperback.
Yeah. I mean, it's about
seven. They wrote a book.
They wrote a book. It's about, seven different families. So it's got to be several pages long.
It's probably all their kids.
What do you mean?
Like Kenny has like 15 kids. So they have families.
You're right. Cassidy. And
yeah.
The other one. Yeah. So if you're interested, if you need a heartwarming gift this holiday season, check out You, Me, and Our Families on Amazon. Again, one review, but it's five stars. So it's off to a good start.
Let's see.
Let's see. Good for them. All right. That is 90 Day, by the way. What do you say we get into it? The reason we're here, Sunday night, 90 Day Fiancé, Before the 90 Days, Season 7, Episode 15.
What? I mean, I know it.
I like
just
that
like when you say it out loud, I'm like, what?
I like that you were playing along. Yeah.
That was a pure shock that we are already at episode 15.
I know. I honestly remember sitting down for episode one of this season.
Yeah, but I love it. Like this is a really good season.
It's a really good season. They're doing something nice about, I think, teasing out some storylines and introducing new couples. Like, remember Chidi and Renee? Because I almost don't remember that.
I know.
But then we get Vanya in Tinder.
Yeah.
You know? So I think they're doing a nice job of not just dragging out storylines that don't have any meat on the bone.
Yeah.
And just like, move on. It's getting boring, move on.
Yeah. I feel like if maybe they got new producers or editors, because this is definitely much better than the other season we just finished covering. But I think also it comes from the fact that we have more interesting couples.
100%. But I think we've seen in seasons past, you get to episode 15, and this is where you start to kind of be like, all right, how many more episodes till the tell-all?
Yeah.
But we're in full swing right now.
Full swing.
All right. Well, let's keep it going then. Let's kick it off with the aforementioned Vanya and no longer Bojo.
I'm wondering if he still make an appearance at some point or not. But Vanya and new man, who dis?
Now, Vanya and the dating apps.
Yeah, so she's getting ready for a date.
Well,
but
she's getting ready. She went on a date previously, and I'm kind of bummed that we didn't get to see this. And hey, maybe this is kudos to the editors. Maybe it was a sleeper, and they were like, no need to bore the people with this.
Yeah, I mean, and we saw a little snippets. There was just nothing going on. There was not a love connection. He was kind of cold to her, right?
But sometimes that's the most entertaining to watch. Like sometimes awkwardness really draws you in.
True. Maybe the guy didn't want to be on featured and he was fine with a little snippet, but that was it.
True. And maybe it would have been too much of the same, because if you remember back to Vanya and Bojo's first meeting, it was awkward at that pasta making class or whatever.
Yeah.
And maybe it was like, we can't show this again.
Yeah. That was not a love connection. They went out. He never texted her back. Classic ghosting.
Yeah, but onward and upward, she got back on the apps and she found a new man, a big muscly man, built like a Greek god, she says. And now they have a kayaking date.
Yeah, it's Yoshko. Yoshko's already is winning on Bojo by at least a couple of inches.
Hmm. Oh,
he's tall.
Height-wise.
Yeah, he's tall.
I thought
tall.
You were referring to the speedo, and I was like,
no.
Calm down, Teresa.
He's tall.
Yeah.
And from what I can tell, he must be employed.
Yeah. So he looks like Croatian Vin Diesel. He's like Vin Petrol. He looks he's muscly, he's bald.
But it's like that muscle that you don't see. It's not like defined muscle. It's just that he probably eats a lot of like meat and drinks milk. I mean, I do too, but I'm not this. Like, he's like bulking up.
It's mass.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not like, oh, I'm hitting the gym. I'm really defined.
Yeah. So they're going kayaking and they strip down and it gets very sexy. And I was very happy not to see a traditional Speedo, the one I'm so used to.
I'm a little concerned that you're so all over the Speedo. Are you getting one?
Well, you know, I feel like as I go into my dad era, maybe I should dust off a Speedo.
Maybe.
We'll see.
We'll see.
Possibilities are endless. So they're getting all charged up, looking at each other in their bathing suits. He was getting turned on by Vanya's body. And we got some video proof of it, too, because for whatever reason, TLC felt the need to zoom in on the Croatian sausage and show us what was being packed into that Speedo.
Yeah. You can't really tell. It's all mixed together. It's the peanuts, the balls. You can't really tell.
A regular Croatian stew.
I remember when I was a child, everyone was wearing these type of bathing suits. I was always like, why do the guys have something in there?
It's
so visible.
It's interesting that as we've gotten more sexualized as a country, we've sort of pulled back from that. Like in the 80s, 90s, we were package first. Rocking the Speedos, but we were a little more shy and humble back then when it came to sexuality. Now it's like, you do you, put it out there, free the nip, this and that, but wear board shorts.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't wear a bathing suit until I was like 8 years old.
I know. You guys are a wild family. That's another
not,
reason.
Not a family. In Czech, you don't put kids in, like babies in bathing suits.
Air it out.
That was a really big shock for me when I was an au pair and I was tasked to bring the baby for a baby class, right? For a swimming class. So I did. The kid was like 2 years old. So I rolled in there with her naked.
Yikes.
And they were like, what is like the bathing suit? I'm like, what bathing suit? And they were like, well, the kid cannot go in the pool without a swim diaper and a top. They required a top bathing suit to cover her nipples.
Good.
It's 2 years old. Okay, I give you the swim diaper that I did leave in the car. Yeah. I did go back, but they said, no, the kid needs to wear a full bathing suit at 2 years old. It's ridiculous. Yeah.
It's our fault for sexualizing all of that.
But yeah.
That's where we are as a society. So cover up. You got a lot of creeps out there.
Yeah, apparently. I was shocked.
Yeah. So anyways, Vanya and Yashko, they like slow embraced. They were holding each other for minutes, it seemed like. And then they just started making out, like a drunk makeout, but they were dead sober.
Yeah. Here's what I think about Vanya. I like Vanya, but Vanya's crazy.
Oh,
that's
cuckoo.
Why she's single.
She's cuckoo.
She reminds me of one of my friends back home who was this crazy when it came to men. She was just like this hardcore dater, and whenever she dated someone for 2 days, she was picturing them getting married, picturing their future. And I'm like, you just met this person. That's Vanya. She's already picturing like, how are we gonna make this work? It's like, whoa,
true.
You went on one date.
Yeah, this is your first date. Slow down. But
yeah.
Yashko was excited. He even said, he's like, do you feel my excitement? I was like, this is, I don't know, are you asking about?
Well, it turns into the night, right? So I was like, okay, they're gonna hit some bars, get to know each other, dance.
Yeah.
Vanya really came to Croatia to get some sexy time because she's like, how about you come over?
Why are you in a new country on a date? You're in Croatia and you're gonna go home and order Uber Eats.
Uber Eats vegan.
Three strikes.
Right?
Yeah.
Go to a nice restaurant. I mean, get the vegan food, but be out, have a drink, which brings me to the fact that I don't think she drinks.
Maybe not.
Because she was drinking a hot chocolate
That's
the other day.
That's true.
If I'm alone, just someone just dump me, I'm not going to go out and drink a hot chocolate.
You're going to be butt chugging vodka. That's a great point. Yeah, I think she may be sober. So all the strikes. But yeah, you're going back to your Airbnb, ordering Uber Eats, firing up Netflix. It's like, how many apps do you want to use right now? Just walk along the streets and have a conversation.
I know. That was kind of a... Yeah, but they still seem to have some chemistry. They sit on the couch. They're chatting, making out.
Yeah.
And Yashko is telling her about his life, which is really interesting because he says, you know, I'm actually fostering a kid for the last 5 months and I'm going to be adopting it. And I was like, oh, wow, it's great. It's probably like a, I pictured a kid that's like 10 plus years, right?
Yeah.
No, he's about to adopt a baby that's 1 year old because he always wanted to be a dad. Didn't work out for him. He's still single. No ladies around. So he's adopting a baby.
Yeah, he was even looking into surrogacy, but it's not legal in Croatia. So then
yeah.
He fostered and then fostered to adopt. Yeah, he wants to be a dad. So what are you going to do?
And this is when Vanya, her crazy kind of came out because she's telling us like, well, I didn't see myself being a mom at this point in my life, but I could see myself being a stepmom. Not sure how it's going to work with distance, but yeah, I could be a stepmom. It's like, you just met him. He just told you about this baby. Just take it easy.
Yeah,
have fun.
This may be episode 15 of the season, but it's episode 1 for you and Yashko, and you need to pump the brakes. I get that it's a curveball. She's 41.
Yeah.
And to now all of a sudden think about being a mom, it probably is a bit of a shock for her, but...
But you don't have to think about being a mom or a stepmom after one day.
I think you do. I think you do and you don't. You do in the sense that he's clearly very invested in this. He's fostering a child and he's going to adopt this child. And so you got to be more serious with your actions when you're dating someone who has a child.
Okay, fair enough.
And so does she want to be a part of this kid's life for 6 months, 12 months, 2 years and then bail? Maybe she does have to think more seriously about it.
Okay, I'll give you that. The other thing is that he lives in Croatia.
Yeah, that's the crazy
part. With a baby.
Yeah.
I don't think he's going to uplift his life and move to Orlando with a baby.
Yeah, no, I think that's where you can just chalk this thing up to being a Netflix and chill.
Yeah.
And go home happy. But hey... She wants us to think there's the possibility of a future. And so I'm here. I'm ready to see what happens.
Well, she asked him to hang out again. And he's like, sure. When? Tomorrow?
Yeah, why not? He's all charged up.
So we'll see them together again, I believe.
All right. I'm excited.
A couple that I kind of forgot about.
It's not a couple anymore.
No. He kind of turned into a perv.
Well, yes, for sure. Brian and Ingrid, and the title card just had her. So that's when you know there's trouble in paradise. It wasn't the two of them together. And things haven't been great since she found out about Brian's past, the multiple ex-wives, the veiled engagements. And she kind of just feels like, oh, I'm another Brazilian on his list of women.
Yeah, this opening scene kind of looks like a music video for a sad song because she just walks alone on the beach. Mm. It was like very poetic.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, next day we see Brian at his apartment.
Yeah. Brian needs what's the phrase? A reality check.
Oh, okay.
He needs a big reality check because he doesn't think that he did anything wrong, like at all. And yeah. I'm like, dude, first of all, you lied to her about your age. I do believe it now that he did lie to her about his age.
He admitted to it, which is absurd.
Yeah, he lied to her about his age.
So he lied to her about his age, and then he lied to her about lying to her. He's like, no, I didn't.
Yeah, and then he didn't tell her he was married 4 times, that he was engaged 3 times. Like, these are very serious things that I would want to know before I'm inviting someone to my country.
But there's two levels to each one of these things. There's the fact, there's the action. Okay, he lied about his age. Okay, he's been married 4 times. And maybe some people would be turned off by that. But then on top of all of those, there's always the lie where he says, no, I wasn't, or no, I didn't. And it's like, so now you're making a bad situation worse because you just can't be honest.
Yeah.
If he just came out and from day one was like, yeah, I'm 50 and I've been married 4 times, put all your cards on the table, we may be in a different position right
now. Even the engagements count. Like it's, for me, it would be a red flag. I think maybe if I also have been through some things, like Ingrid has, she has 2 kids with different dads, like, I would be more maybe open to understanding that everyone has a different past, but I would still want to know about it, right? Yeah. The fact that he And his excuse is like, oh, I didn't tell her because she didn't ask. Who just assumes that someone was married 4 times and engaged 3 times? Like, I don't.
Right. Right. You're correct about the reality check, though, because Brian is not wrapping his head around what he's done wrong or what Ingrid needs. He talks to his sister. We see him FaceTime his sister, Reese, and he's upset because Ingrid's asked for space. And he's like, we're not even staying in the same apartment. How much more space does she need? And it's like, she's not asking for physical space necessarily. She's asking for time.
Yeah.
She's asking for the opportunity to step back and think. But you're just so focused on banging this girl that you're like, oh, she's not even in my proximity.
I mean, she is asking for a physical space too because he's creeping her out.
Yeah, but they do have space. And he's right about that. We're not in the same apartment. So like, they have the physical space. What she's asking for is time.
Yeah. I think the time has run out for her to just run away.
Yeah. He's telling his sister, like, there's no love. And she kisses me like a grandma.
It's like, you kiss your grandma on the lips.
Yeah. What are you doing, Brian?
I guess I've done it too before when I was a kid. But
some grandmas go for it.
Yeah.
Some grandmas really go for it.
Yeah.
I'll take a kiss on the lips before the pinch on the cheek. What is it about grandmas liking to pinch your cheek?
Yeah, grandmas don't do it.
They don't pinch your cheek?
No, but they just touch your face, which I hate.
So much face touching from grandmas.
I hate it because I am a borderline germaphobe. I think COVID got it out of me, really. I hate when I love my grandma. She's a sweet old lady, but she blows her nose. And then she puts a napkin in her pocket, comes to me and starts touching my face. I'm like, why do you touch my face? Like, even if she washed her hands, why do you touch my face? I'm like, makeup on. That's my excuse usually. I'm like, grandma, makeup.
At the same time, we would be perfectly okay with them kissing our cheek. So if you think about that, you're like, oh, I'm perfectly fine with your mouth coming and touching my face, but I'm not okay with your hands touching my face. It's kind of weird.
It is weird. I'm fine with the kiss on the cheek, but just the face touching, I just don't like it.
I don't like it either. Well, it's also, it feels aggressive. It's like, I get claustrophobic when I see hands coming towards my face.
You do.
So, all right.
Luckily, you're so tall that my grandma cannot reach you.
I can weave and bob. I'm like, try to keep up a bitch. So later that day, Ingrid actually reached out to Brian. She was like, we need to meet up. So they met at a cafe, and Ingrid lays it all on the table, says, every day I discover something new. It's been difficult to process all of this. And Brian, with the grandma insults, just like, we don't do anything. Like, the kisses are like my grandma. My grandma even accepts the gift of oral. You won't even do that. Like, you're even worse than my grandma.
And then he accuses her of something that's crazy. He's like, well, I see that you just wanted to use me to bring your kids to the U.S. to have a better life. It's like, dude, she seems to be doing well for herself. She has a house for her kids. Her parents live nearby. Like, I don't think Ingrid is struggling.
No.
So what are you saying?
No, he's just so hurt. He's trying to hurt her as much as he is.
Yeah. But she storms off, rightfully so. And I hope this is it because he needs to go back to the U.S. and rethink his life.
Yeah.
And be more honest. Like, I get it. Like, he wants love. He wants someone to take care of him. I understand that. He had a rough life, sure. But if you want someone to be there for you, take care of you, then you have to be honest with them.
I agree. All right. I think this is a good place to take a break. We will tell you about our sponsors for this episode. And when we come back, we're going to South Africa, Theresa.
All right.
All right. We'll be back in a second.
Hey, guys. If you are feeling a little off lately, like night sweats, low energy, or just generally not feeling like you, trust me, you're not alone. There are over 1,000 hormone disruptors living rent-free in our environment right now. Rent-free. Sounds like some 90-dayers we know, am I right? But seriously, these sneaky disruptors are hiding everywhere. In our food, water, air, even our skincare. And they're messing with how we feel. The good news? We don't have to just live with it anymore thanks to Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth, designed to support optimal hormone levels and help you feel your best at any stage of life. Let me tell you what makes this stuff so amazing. It's powered by adaptogens, those science-backed, nature-inspired herbal extracts that help your body adapt to stress. Whether it's occasional bloating, mild mood swings, sleepless nights, or those dreaded hot flashes, Hormone Harmony has you covered. And here's the cherry on top. Happy Mammoth is committed to quality. With over 30,000 rave reviews, women everywhere are saying things like, I feel like myself again. And trust me, that's the kind of energy we all need. Oh, and fun fact, this stuff is flying off the shelves. A bottle is sold every 24 seconds, so don't wait. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MARRIED at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code MARRIED for 15% off today. It's time to start feeling like yourself again with Happy Mammoth.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
And we're back.
Hello, Jonathan.
Hello, Teresa. How are things?
Things are good. How are things?
I can't complain. I'm really liking this episode.
Your hair looks fun.
Is it wild? I've been running.
Fun wave, but I kind of like it.
I've been distressed thinking about these couples. And so I'm like a mad scientist over here. I'm running my hands through my hair. And
I like it. It looks fun. There is like a big wave.
Yeah.
It's fun. It's a fun wave.
I don't think I have curly hair, but I naturally have wavy hair.
I can see that your dad has a couple of waves in his big hair.
Yeah. One day, maybe I'll let it go. You saw when my parents came for Thanksgiving, they brought old photos of me and you saw my long-haired college days.
Yeah, I prefer this. This is looking nice.
Yes, thank you. All right. Let's talk about Veya and Sonny and Rory.
So, okay. Shock. Rory is only 29. This man looks like he's 38. He's been through a few things in his life. He just looks way more mature than Sonny. So in my mind, he was in his late 30s. Hmm. He's 29.
Yeah. Well, Vay is 27. So that checks out. A couple years older.
It does. I already thought there was like a 10-year gap between them.
Yeah. Age is just the number, Teresa.
Oh, it is. But he just looks way more mature than Vay and Sonny combined.
Yeah.
I don't mean in a bad. I'm not saying he looks old. He just looks more mature.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyways, that was my shock of the episode.
Yeah. So everyone's on better terms now. Vay and Sonny are on better terms because Vaya chose Sonny over Rory. But she doesn't love that she felt pressured to do this. Like, yeah. Sonny made her choose him or Rory.
So she's telling him, I want to be your girlfriend, but I want to be Rory's friend. I don't want to choose. I want to have both.
And Sonny's like, all right, well, keep your friendship at home then. Not here. You were hiding things from me, and you don't see how that could upset me. And again, it's a very similar thing to Brian. It's like the actions are one thing, but then the stories you spin around those actions and the lies and the deceit, that's a whole other thing.
Yeah. Also, what Sonny is saying doesn't make a lot of sense because, okay, don't you want to see them together as friends to make sure that they are just friends?
Fair. Didn't think about that. I don't know that I would personally want to confront that, but it may be valuable information to see.
I wouldn't go out of my way if I was Sonny to be like, hey, since you're friends with your ex, ask him to come over with you. But since he's there, I think if I was Sonny, I would want to observe them together and be like, okay, let's see if she's saying they're just friends. Are they really just friends? And here's the thing. They are just friends.
Yeah.
I think Rory is so over Veya. I think he's really there for her as a friend.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll get there. So Sunny wants to actually meet Rory again and apologize.
Yeah, before Vaya sends him packing, because Vaya said, "All right, I'll tell Rory to go home if that would make you happy." And so she did. She texted him, said, "Book a flight." And he's like, "All right, I will within the next few days." And so that's positive. That's good news for Sunny, because he's like, "All right, great. He's leaving, but also it gives me a day or so because I actually want to see him. I was kind of talking rubbish to him, and he's your friend. That's not right. So I want to make peace and apologize."
Yeah, so they're going to do some safari, which is fun.
It's fun, but you never want to meet your adversary in the jungle.
What is an adversary? You want to be
your enemy.
Oh.
You want to be in a crowded place with multiple witnesses and not beasts of the jungle that could devour your remains.
Sure, but it was fun because I think they connected on the fact that Vaya is not the sharpest tool in the box.
Is that a pig? What did she
and
say?
And that's me being nice.
Yeah. Oh, so they're on the safari. I actually don't even think it probably was that dangerous of a safari because it was like an open air. So they were in like a golf cart that had no sides, windows, roof.
Yeah.
So I don't know that there was that much danger out
there. Well, I mean, there are hippos and lions and all kinds of fun animals in Africa, but maybe they weren't around. Although, how would you make sure there are no hippos?
I guess maybe you have a gun. If you're the tour guide, you have...
Maybe, but you don't want to like shoot at an animal just because they get curious.
True. I've seen several safaris, though. You're caged up. You're in an enclosed jeep.
Yeah.
And this was just like... I don't know.
Yeah. Well, anyways, they're seeing some zebra penises.
Zebras are wild. Penis aside, and that was a penis that would make Yashko jealous. But zebras are beautiful animals.
Like they are.
You really look at them and you're like, how did this happen?
Zebras are pretty cool.
Majestic.
And their skin is all dark. They don't have a stripy skin.
So what is the stripe?
That's just the fur.
Hair?
Yeah.
Huh.
Beautiful. He said it.
No, I know he said it. But then I wasn't sure, like, is it some weird trick with, like, light, the way the light hits it and then it reflects certain...
It's the same thing with dogs. Like, dogs with spots. They don't have a spot. They don't have a spotty skin.
Imagine a zebra dog.
If you shave... Huh?
Imagine a zebra dog.
That would be a wild-looking dog.
They should do a zebra dog.
Yeah, zebras are fun. I like zebra pattern. I have a few outfits with a zebra pattern.
Yeah. So anyway, they're out. They're checking out all these animals, the giraffes, the ostrich, zebras. And it's nice because Rory and Sunny can bond over Vaya's stupidity.
Yes.
They were broing out over how dumb she was.
Yes. They laughed at it. She laughed too. And then she needs to go to the bathroom. So... they pull over. They're like, is this bush okay?
And that's where I go, I guess this isn't that dangerous of a safari because you would never, I don't think, allow someone to just get out and be a sitting duck.
True.
So you could pee if there was like lions and shit around.
Yeah. I mean, who knows? But she does it. So it's Sunny and Rory. They're alone. And Sunny feels weird about the whole thing with Rory.
Mm-hmm.
And he's starting to say something and Rory says, don't say anything you'll regret. Which I was like, okay, that was kind of a bold move. And I could hear how Sunny was going one way, but he actually was going for an apology.
Yeah.
Don't think he set it up correctly.
No, but he spun it around. He stuck the landing because he did ask for Rory's forgiveness and said, I kind of was out of line by the way I spoke and behaved.
Yeah, but the way he opened it up, I was like, oh, he's going to go on another rant.
Yeah, it was contentious in the beginning, but it ended well. I think Rory was a bit colder than Sunny. Rory didn't just like throw everything out the window and be like, you know what, all is forgiven. We can be buds.
Well, he was attacked last time kind of and...
yeah.
Out of all people, like Rory is just a bystander that was dragged to South Africa. He did it as a good friend.
But yes and no. We keep forgetting that Rory was trolling Sunny on Facebook and making, you know, They do have some historic beef.
True. But Rory himself says that he's over Vea, and I do believe him.
No, Rory was like, Vea is your problem now.
Yeah, because they kind of chit-chat, and it's all good. Sonny admits he needs to work on his issues.
Yeah.
So they all go back on this little golf cart, and they pull over to walk around the waterfall. And the tour guide is like, there shouldn't be any hippos or snakes. You guys should be good.
I was like, I don't see any crocodiles right now, so have at it.
Yeah, so they walk around, and Rory is asking if Vea met Sonny's family. And Vea starts saying, like, well, I think he's hiding me. I met his friends. They said I need to cover my tattoos. I need to change who I am. I don't want to do it. It's like against what I believe. But Rory, I think Rory's traveled a bit. Like he has a better sense of understanding that you got to respect certain cultures or certain all cultures. So he's like, well, it's a cultural thing.
Yeah. And I don't know if it means he's traveled or whatnot, or he just has common sense.
Or, but
yeah, Rory's like, I don't think it's unacceptable that he's asking you to follow his culture when you're in his country and in front of his family.
And Sonny says, I don't want you to remove your tattoos. I'm just asking you to hide them.
Yeah. Yeah. I liked how Rory was like, well, now it's time for Sonny to suffer, because you can tell that, yes, Rory and Vea have a serious bond and they've been through a lot, but they broke up. The romantic love is not there.
No.
And I think Vea has put him through some shit, and now Rory's like,
yeah,
have fun, Sonny.
He's like laughing. He's like, Vea is hard to deal with, and it's none of my problems anymore.
Yeah. All right.
Well, we'll see, because Sonny's dad is very religious, and Sonny's afraid he won't like Vea because she's not a Muslim.
Yeah.
She doesn't want to convert. She has all these tattoos, and from the little previews we saw, I don't think Dad is going to be a Vea fan.
No, but that's on you, Sonny. You knew who you were getting into a relationship with. You knew she wasn't Muslim. You knew at some point that she had tattoos. And so if you can't separate yourself from your dad, then that's on you. Who cares what your dad thinks? If you love her and you're accepting of her, then that's all that matters.
For sure.
All right. Favorite couple?
Joe and Magna.
Or
he
Mac.
Still hasn't learned.
Magna.
He still hasn't learned.
He is learning a little Polish, though. All the necessary phrases to walk the dog.
Yes.
I think the first person I ever really spoke Czech to, besides you,
was Fluffy the dog.
Was F the D, was your dog. So I was bonding through the TV with Joe in this moment.
Well, Magna is asking him to take the dog out so they can bond. So she can organize and pack.
Yeah.
And so Joe takes the dog out, and Magda is packing, saying, well, when we have a big house, I can't stand all this mess. Like, it has to be organized. It's like she lives in this made up future. It's like she's playing Sims in her head. She's just building her life, what she wants it to be. But sweetheart, that's not how life works.
No.
You can't build it up in your head. Like, do I think of the future? I do, but I have a little better idea about it with you, right? When I was single, I wasn't building things up in my head. I was like, well, let's see what's going to happen.
Yeah, you were living in the moment.
Living in a moment, yes.
Magda showed a lot of her cards in this one segment because, yes, she talked about the house and the future, and I'm going to have this big house in America. So that's a little bit of a red flag. And then she's talking to the producer, and she's like, I think Joe's going to propose while he's here. Even if he proposed today, I would say yes. And that just says to me, oh, you don't love Joe. You love the idea of America.
Yeah.
You guys haven't had this magical 48 hours or however long he's been there. It's been rough. It's been tough. He hasn't slept in your bed every night, and there's no romance really. And you're still saying, oh, yeah, I would say yes if he proposed today. That's not love of Joe. That's love of the idea of America.
Well, I think she loves Joe, too. I think she wants to be loved so bad. I think that's her thing. Like, she wants to have a love and a family and be a stay-at-home mom. That's what I'm saying. She made up this life she wants to have in her head. For someone that's 23 years old, that's a huge red flag.
I keep forgetting she's that young.
Yeah.
Well, outside Joe's telling producers, he's on a completely different page. He's like, not going to propose, not until I'm 100% sure. It's way too early for that. Things are moving quickly. Need to pump the brakes. So they're on two completely separate pages.
Yes. So they get to her hometown and they're going to go shopping for some food because Joe is going to cook her a fancy Italian meal, aka pasta meatballs.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're going to this little Polish bodega.
Oh, jak se masz? Dobrze, dobrze. It's very similar to Czech.
Some words are, but more, like, I don't understand Polish. If you speak Polish to me, I might pick up on like every 10th word maybe, but I won't be able to understand what you're saying.
Sure, sure. But I just hear these certain words and I'm like, oh, those are very Czech adjacent.
Yes.
The Jaksamash and the Dobzhe and like the Nastavi.
It's a different accent. Yeah. It's a little different spelling, but yeah.
Yeah. So you're right. Joe is grabbing all these ingredients. He's going to cook for Magda. It's a way to show affection. And he's like, it's also a way to eat. And I love eating.
And so this is what I like about him. Like, yeah, he's definitely a goofball, right? But he has fun with everything. He's there. He's having fun. He's trying to talk to this Polish babichka, Polish grandma that's selling them stuff and making things up. He's like, I don't even know what I'm saying. And I feel like Magda feels like embarrassed by it. She's like, oh my God. Like,
she's very serious.
She's so serious. I mean,
she's a prison guard.
She was.
She was. It's a pretty serious.
She's so serious. Like, she has like no personality.
Yeah, she really doesn't.
No. And compared to him, I mean, maybe they would work out because they're so different. So maybe he would pull something out of her and she would calm him down a little bit. But so far, it doesn't seem like it.
Yeah. I didn't like how when they got back to the apartment, she said, I'm going to go wash the dog. Give yourself a tour. And I'm sure it's a small apartment. You could just spin in a circle and see the whole thing. But at least go make them feel at home. Show them around. Oh, this is the bedroom. This is the kitchen. You're going to be cooking here. What do you need? Like, give yourself a tour. I don't think I'd say that to anyone.
I think she just wants him to like, okay, this is your home too. Like, she's really trying to play family.
I get, but that, to me, that was the opposite of welcoming.
True. I agree. Joe was like, yeah, her apartment's small and cute. It's someone who's 23. Sure. Has a lot of teddy bears everywhere.
Hey, it was like bourbon. Nice. Trophies. Nice. But kind of small for us, a dog and a cat. And yes, there is a cat.
Yeah.
Magda had to go leave and pick up her cat. I guess someone was cat sitting while she was away for the couple days. So Joe gets to start cooking dinner while she's getting her cat.
Yeah. So he cooks some pasta meatballs.
How do you think, speaking of the cat, how do you think the cat feels that Magda's got a tattoo of her dog?
I think cat probably hates it.
No cat too. You know?
I mean, I don't think cats get that attached.
Yeah. The cat probably would be like, dumb idea if she got a cat.
Yeah,
too.
The cat would be like, I fucking hate it.
Yeah, why would you do that? Hey, I'm going to run away in about a week. So hope that's not permanent.
But they're eating the meatball and pasta and Joe is asking like, are all the teddy bears from like ex-boyfriends? And Magda was like, no, it's like from friends.
Yeah.
Is it a thing in America to give a girl a teddy bear?
Not unless you're like 16.
Right?
Yeah.
I think I got a teddy bear for like some Valentine's days when I was like in high school or something, but I was always like, ew.
Yeah. But I think they were from the ex. She said, I kept a couple things from my exes. And so Joe's like, all right, well, let's talk about your ex and how you moved to Germany for him. How long did you guys date before you moved?
Well, he first asked something that I'm like, okay, good for you. Because he's like, is it normal for people just to move to other countries for someone? No, it's not that normal.
And especially not after 3 months.
Yes. So Magda tries to spin it saying, well, if I didn't move, I wouldn't have known that he was cheating on me.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Interesting point.
But at the same time, Why was he cheating on you so early on after you moved there for him? I don't think this guy wanted her to move there for him.
That's very possible. You're right. I immediately went to, well, she's crazy and scary, and that's why he was cheating. But you're 100% right. She's trying to force herself to America, and she probably forced herself to Germany. And this guy's like, we've gone on like 3 dates. Why? We're not serious. Yeah. Why are you moving here? And so he, in his mind, maybe he wasn't even cheating. He was just dating.
Yeah. And Germany is right next to Poland. So she just need to cross the border, and we're all in the EU. So you don't even need a passport, right? So yeah. She literally just moved one country over. Now she's trying to do the same thing, but across the ocean. And it's not that easy. It requires a proposal and a marriage.
Yeah. And Magda's doing everything to move that along, because we learn here they're talking and Joe's like, well, you know, moving countries is serious. I'd want to wait a little bit for all this. Marriage is serious. It's not just dating. And Magda's like, whoa, where's all this coming from? You told me the other day you want to spend the rest of your life with me. So I bought a ticket to America.
Ooh, for a month to meet his family and friends.
And apparently, I guess the way it first came out, it seemed like she just did this on her own.
Yeah.
Apparently, they did talk about it. He was going to introduce her to family. She was going to stay with him for a month. But she's definitely pedal to the metal on this move to America.
And she's expecting a proposal.
So she's not happy about this conversation. She gets up from the table and changes, jumps into bed. She's like, I'm ready to sleep. You do whatever you want to do.
So he like lays down on this tiny IKEA sofa.
Like a futon.
Yeah, with no blanket.
So sad.
So sad. I'm pretty sure that's the dog's bed.
Maybe. No, the dog sleeps in the bed.
Oh, that's true.
Her bed is the dog's bed.
That's true. That was so sad and funny at the same time.
Yeah. The saddest part is Joe's not even going to bang her. He's not going to get the chance to bang her before he breaks up with her. That's the saddest part.
Yeah.
So, all right. Next.
Niles and Matilda.
Time is running out before the wedding. Things are tense because of the money situation and the job situation. But Matilda was able to borrow some money from her brother to cover clothing, at least.
Yes.
Niles just needs to ask Mr. Ark for some more money to cover the rest of the wedding.
Yeah, so Matilda's going to go and do some clothes shopping. So Niles is calling his parents. And this was kind of sad because he's hoping that he can get their approval. Maybe they could help out. I mean, he's missing like $300 or $200. It's not that crazy. But he's calling his parents, and parents are not on board.
Oh, this whole conversation made me very sad.
Yeah.
The way he spoke to his family, I could sense there wasn't really much love. You know what, father? I'm ready to get married. You only hear his side of the conversation too, which was a little difficult to really pick up on the dynamic. But Niles was saying, if I was going to design a woman for me, this is who I would design. And clearly mom and dad are not.
No.
On board, calling him irrational. And
Did you pick up on the fact that he calls his dad father?
Yeah. This is the point in the conversation where I would tell my father that I have a new dad. You know what, father? I have a new dad now. So you're shit out of it. Find someone else to call you father. Because you ever hear Mr. Ark? He may have one hand, but he's twice the dad you'll ever be.
I'm surprised. I think the parents are just maybe overprotective because he is autistic, and maybe they think he's being taken advantage of, which he still might be a little
right. And that's what I was going to say. This conversation made me very sad, but at the same time, I think I would do the same thing his dad was doing. I don't think I would be overly supportive of this relationship. If I just knew my son upped one day, went to another country, is getting married to this girl that he met one time, I would not support it.
No.
So it's sad because we do see Niles, and he's found love and someone who accepts him, and he's been kind of pressured into this, and he's going to go along with it. And then you hear him calling his dad like father and trying to plead his case to him. And so it's sad, and you feel like, oh my God, how dare his parents not support this? but I wouldn't support it either.
Yeah. I mean, he's from Alabama, so maybe that's the Southern respectful way of calling, saying dad. Although they say daddy, don't they? My daddy.
I don't know about that.
That's my Southern accent.
It's pretty good. Yeah, I don't know. The whole thing, it was sad, but at the same time, I'm like, I don't blame you, father.
They're making a point.
Yeah, you make a solid point, father. Niles was fired up, though. He got off the phone and he was very hurt that his parents weren't supportive of this.
Yeah. So then Matilda gets back and he's telling her that parents don't approve, which makes Matilda nervous because she was hoping, well, when she gets to the U.S., she's going to have this support system. She's going to have the family like she has back home. And it seems like, well, that's not going to happen.
Yeah. I'm very curious about these two. I do... see what could be love here.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily see a scam here the way I do with some other couples, but I feel like at the end of the day, Niles probably will follow his parents' orders.
Yeah.
And so I don't know that they have a future.
We'll see. Well, someone who does not have a future.
I don't know. He's trying everything he can to have a future.
It's Lauren and Fate.
Yeah. Things are awkward once again. After Lauren was apparently chatting up the drag queens the night before.
Yeah, he's going outside, picking up a couple of coconuts and going back asking Fate to talk.
Yeah.
So they go up to the roof and talk. And Lauren is trying to say that, well, so who did your parents see me flirting with? Like, the drag queens were inside, but they saw me outside. So who was it? I was talking to a couple of kids who said I'm attractive. But right. I told them, I have my own queen, interested.
You're too young for me.
Yeah. So he was like, oh, it's making sense now.
Well, yeah, he's going, oh, I get it. It was these kids that came up to me. I wasn't talking to drag queens. But Faith doesn't believe it. She's like, I have trust issues with you, gonorrhea, sleeping with others. If you did it in the U.S., you can do it here. And it's true. Lauren did break her trust and it's going to be hard to repair. Yeah. But Lauren said, I'm being real with you. That's why I'm on the roof. That's why I'm on this roof. You don't just go on a roof and have a conversation if you're not being serious.
He says, I'm committed. That's it. I love you. I only want to be with you. And I feel like I liked Faith, but I think because it's not easy for her to find a man who would fall in love and accept her the way she is, right? Mm-hmm. So she's almost making excuses for Lauren. And every single time they have a fight, it ends up positive. She's like, okay, well, one more chance.
Yeah. And I actually don't think Lauren did anything wrong in this instance. If what he's saying is true, which I could see it being true, he's out on the street.
Yeah.
Here's this quirky guy from Vegas and he gets some attention and, oh, my friends think you're cute. I don't think he did anything wrong here. But he's done enough wrong in the past.
For sure.
That it doesn't matter. Faith should run the other way regardless.
Yeah, for sure.
But he apologizes and says, I love you, Faith. And she accepts once again.
Yeah, because she says, well, we have a few days left, so let's see.
Woof.
Oof.
Teresa.
Oof. What a wild ride.
What an episode. Episode 15.
Ooh.
In the books.
Loved it.
Really good season so far. Really enjoyed this episode. Hope you guys did too. If you guys want to hear our thoughts on The Last Resort, it's just getting started, but so far so wild. You can hear us talk about it on Patreon and Supercast, starting at the Cousins Club level for audio only. Family Affair, you get audio, you get video, you get a monthly bonus. It's ad-free. There's a chat feature on Patreon. It's a good time. So check us out, patreon.com/MarriedToReality, MarriedToReality@Supercast.com. Also, follow us on Instagram at Married to Reality Pod. Call in.
Call in, guys. Say hello. Tell us some by the ways if you know any. John always needs some help. Or just, you know, share how you feel about all these shows we're watching.
You got that right. So on Instagram at Married to Reality Pod. Also, make sure to follow the podcast wherever you're listening. It's so easy to do. Just look down and smash that follow button.
Guys, smash it like it's as hot. Yes, the previews, because I always love a good preview.
Love a good preview. It's a tease.
It is a tease.
A little tease. All right. And last but not least, if you haven't left the review, please do. You guys know we're suckers for a little love. I love love.
Love love.
And if you leave a 5-star review and you write something, we'll read it on this podcast for everyone to hear.
Yes.
All right. That is it. I have said it all.
I've said it all.
Yeah, you sure have. Means we'll talk to you guys soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.